Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 10 with verses 28 through 29. My son, with humility have self-esteem, and give yourself the esteem you deserve. Who will acquit those who condemn themselves? Who will honor those who disgrace themselves? By contemplating these questions, you may gain a deeper understanding of the consequences of self-condemnation or disgrace. This reflection might encourage you to acknowledge your own faults and mistakes, leading to self-acceptance and the desire for personal growth and improvement. It can help you develop compassion towards yourself and others who might be in similar situations. Meditating on these questions can make you realize the importance of seeking forgiveness and redemption. It might motivate you to make amends for past actions or seek reconciliation with those you may have wronged. This process can bring about a sense of liberation and inner peace, allowing the soul to heal and move forward. Contemplating these questions can foster empathy and understanding towards individuals who condemn or disgrace themselves. It can help you recognize that everyone has their own struggles and challenges, and instead of judgment or condemnation, they might require compassion and support. This mindset shift can have a positive impact on your relationships with others and contribute to a more harmonious society. Meditating on these questions may lead you to explore spiritual or philosophical teachings that address the concepts of forgiveness, redemption, and honor. You might seek guidance from religious or ethical principles that offer a framework for understanding and responding to these dilemmas. This search for higher values can provide a sense of direction and purpose in life. Ultimately, the impact on your soul depends on your individual interpretation, beliefs, and the depth of your meditation practice. It can range from personal growth and transformation to a greater understanding of the human condition and the pursuit of virtues such as forgiveness, empathy, and honor. I penned a haiku today to reflect on self-esteem and humility. I hope you enjoy it. Amen. It's titled Meekness Strength Haiku. In humble embrace, self-esteem blossoms brightly, strength found in meekness. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a friend whose first shot at fatherhood comes February 17th. He's been praying for a baby for some time and we've been praying along with him. This little boy is going to be named David Alexander, we've learned, and we're praying for this birth to be successful in your name, Lord. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ and his precious blood. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Sirach 10. My haiku came from that this morning, a little haiku to embrace the integral words that Sirach 10 and verses 28 through 29 represent. It's a one stanza poem. It's titled Self-Esteem and Joy with Humility. Amen. Self-esteem and joy with humility. Deserved esteem in yourself smell. If condemned, who acquits their tranquility? Themselves disgraced, honor who to hell? Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 21st, 2024. Recording this morning at 5:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.com and org. But our com is our new website that's up. You can learn more about Universal Utterings and its support of God by its and its support of God First Ministries Incorporated. We are brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.com. Click on the donate page to learn more about our mission to help those in need. We close today at 7-Eleven, thinking, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings. A friend of mine penned that some time ago, and we say it often to pray in his name of John and his beautiful wife, Marie, saying hello to those two this morning. Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome Sunday in the Lord. May it be a restful Sunday in Christ's truth as we close in honor of Johnny, our brother-in-law, each morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The only way to get to heaven is in a humble humility of truth. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. Go see your preachers today. It's Sunday. Amen. Sunday preaching on a Sunday. Jesus is good. Amen.